Half of all American adults are overweight. The federal government is asking why, since there's no shortage of diets around. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture will announce today that it's launching a long-term study of the effectiveness of popular diets. NPR's Madeline Brand spoke with Agriculture Secretary Dan Glickman.
Remember the Scarsdale diet? How about the grapefruit diet? It seems like Americans are always dieting, and yet they are still fat and still flocking to diet gurus.
When you consider the fact that Americans spend billions and billions of dollars on self-improvement, just look at your bestseller list and look at the books on the nonfiction side, and much of them relate to what you eat.
Agriculture Secretary Dan Glickman. We've all heard a million times, diets don't work, you have to change your eating habits. But there has never been a scientific study to prove or disprove that idea. Maybe, just maybe, there is a perfect diet out there that will enable Americans to lose weight and keep it off. Glickman says the Department of Agriculture will investigate.
What we're going to try to do here is take the research that's out there now and do some long-term studies of people and diets. And when I say long term, at least 2 to 3 years, follow large numbers of people. And consumers, I think, need this information because there is a lot of confusion out there as to which one of these diets work.
But hasn't the information been around for a long time that people should eat a balanced diet, heavy on fruits and vegetables, and eat a moderate amount? It seems pretty simple.
Well, it may seem simple, but it obviously doesn't work. Now, the government cannot be a national nanny and tell everybody what to eat. That's not our goal. But I do think that when you consider that consumers are being bombarded every day by miracle cures on how they can go down a certain road of diet and it will promise them heaven on earth in terms of their weight, and then they find out it doesn't work and we're spending tens of billions of dollars a year and we don't know if these diets produce good health or bad health for people, I think it's an appropriate role for us to do some research.
Well, maybe it's an issue of, yeah, people know all this, but they just don't care. They want something quick, and they look at something like the high-fat, low-carb diet, like the Atkins diet, and they see pictures of Jennifer Aniston, newly thin, and they think, well, that's for me.
Well, I do think that there's no question that a lot of authors have found this, not just that particular diet, but all of these kind of popular diets is very successfully marketed through certainly people in the entertainment industry. But look, the other side of the coin is this. Americans pay several hundred billion dollars a year in health care. Much of that money paid out is for illnesses due to lifestyle problems. And so if with a little bit of research money we can follow people's diets for a period of a few years, we may be able to impact that.
Do you believe that what nutritionists have been saying about these high-fat, low-carb diets may be true, that in fact they may be bad for your health, but we just don't have the proof yet?
No, I'm not in this to try to prove anything. You know, we could find that those diets have some benefits that we don't know about. My guess is what the evidence to date suggests, and again, it's just from the research that's out there, that a moderate fat diet, which is no more than 30%, coupled with a high carbohydrate component, and that would mean a large consumption of fruits, vegetables, and complex carbohydrates, seems to be the most successful at keeping people from gaining weight and may have positive health values to it. But that's not the final word. That's the kind of the preliminary evidence that's out there, and that's why we are, in fact, doing this significant additional research effort.
And let me ask you this. I have to ask you this. Everyone looks towards the French and they say, why do they get to eat so many wonderfully high-fat foods and they stay so slim and seemingly healthy?
I would not necessarily say that all the French look healthy any more than I'd say all the Americans look healthy.
Well, they're definitely thinner.
Yeah, well, again, I do think that obesity is a problem in the United States. And it's something that we have to deal with. And we'll let the French worry about their cuisine, and we'll worry about ours.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Dan Glickman is the Secretary of Agriculture. He spoke with NPR's Madeline Brand.